on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. Today is September 11.
Oh, wow, September 11.
Yes.
The day to remember.
The day to remember, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy.
Good morning to the show. Good morning, Brigetta.
Good morning.
And today is 9/11 and a day that's changed our lives forever. And it's funny because, well, it's not so funny, but when it happened, the first thing I thought is things will never be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just changed everything.
Yeah.
And do you remember where you were?
I do. I was in North Carolina at the time. I live there. And I remember, like, I was sleeping, mm-hmm. and I had this weird dream, actually, that I should get up, like, and it was really weird. And
really?
So I got up, and I looked at my phone. That's the first thing I always do, because it's, you know, my parents saying something or whatever. And then my roommate was out in the other room, and she was like, come out here, and I'm like, what? And she had the news on,
TV on.
And I'm like, that's fake, that's not real.
Really?
Like, yeah. No, really.
It was too unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and the pictures of the people jumping off the
I don't even want to think about.
Yeah, that. I mean, I was just thinking about this because I saw a picture this morning.
What time of day was it?
I'm thinking this was like 8:45 in the morning.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, but that was East Coast time, right?
Yes.
So then, yeah, you're right. So it would have been 5:45, I guess, here.
No. I'm sorry. It was 8:45 here.
Oh, wait, I'm retarded.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was on the East Coast anyway.
Was it 7:45, 8:45, one of those?
So then it was 11:45 there.
Yeah.
I was still sleeping. I guess I was still sleeping.
Still sleeping at 11, huh?
Well, this was in my younger party days.
Yeah.
And we also worked on Dawson's Creek, so we worked nights a lot. So
right.
It was different.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember we got a phone call, you know, turn on the TV from my then mother-in-law. And we turned it on and...
Your dead mother-in-law?
No, I said then.
Oh, I thought you said dead.
My then.
No. Your dead mother-in-law.
I wouldn't have referred to it.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Sorry. So, she called us and she's like, turn on the TV. We're being attacked, you know. And we turned this on and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I remember the first time people didn't know what to think. They just mm-hmm. thought it was an accident
right.
until the second plane. And then, you know, so, I mean, this stuff has been talked to death and stuff. You know, I just wanted to bring it up as to let people know we do remember. And I think there's still going to be a lot of discussions about it. And at least we got Osama bin Laden after all this. So at least
yeah.
there's kind of a closure, you know, to it.
Mm-hmm.
But. It's things are never going to be the same again. Just thanks to a dozen or two of people that don't believe in our way of life and wanted to disrupt it forever. And
yeah.
we're successful. The terrorists did win. So
at that point, but not forever.
I think now, you know, because I mean, look at it. They've changed our lifestyle forever.
Right,
look
but
at
we're
the
more
airports,
careful now.
Look,
but we're more careful now.
Yeah, but we didn't have to be. That's the point. Before they came around, you know. So. This is something that it's just probably gonna get worse before it gets better. But the amazing thing is think of all the things that haven't happened since
Let's
then.
Let's just not think about that. How
okay.
about that? How
yeah.
about we don't dwell on the bad?
Okay.
We just focus
on
the positive.
No, but this is a good thing, you know.
Okay.
I mean, think of the ones that were foiled in that, you know, where.
And then we look at our own, you know, freaking kids that grow up here who are shooting at people, like the whole thing that just happened in the movie theater.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just terrorists. There's freaking crazy people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? And I will have to say, this is true. Like, for the amount of theft there is and whatnot. Yes, given a lot of, because you know, I live in Baltimore, so, and a lot of my black Baltimore friends or people will say, you know, we'll steal and we'll do stupid petty shit, but when it comes to the crazy person shooting people up, that's all white people. And this is so true. I have to say, it is true. What the fuck? I mean, maybe because they're inbred. I don't know.
That's not true. There was a remember there was
a, there a study on if they were
there
inbred?
There was a shooter in Washington D.C. He was black, I think. Remember, like,
no.
A few years ago, yeah, he was shooting down people.
I remember the guy, sniper killer. It was,
right.
Like, a father and son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really
creepy. They
weren't
creepy. Father and son, but they were old and young, you know.
I think
they were friends or something.
I thought they were father and son.
Maybe you're right.
I'm almost positive. But, yeah, I remember that because that's where I live, and it was coming close to us. It wasn't just D.C. It was going into Maryland area, too. So
right.
It was really creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that, you know. And if you guys want to hear depressing things about 9/11, I'm sure they're all over the place. I just
or fucking people eating people's faces off.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, this is America. What the hell? Anyway.
Yeah. But
drugs.
You know, I'm just really proud to live here and be an American. And
yeah.
I think it's an amazing thing. And
and
the reason people want to destroy our way of life is because they envy what we have.
Right. And speaking of being an American.
Yes.
The American first football games were this weekend.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
You don't seem very happy. What happened to the Ravens?
No, I'm very happy.
Oh, you are?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I was the happiest person ever. Ravens beat the Bengals 44-13.
Really?
So I was very happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
I told you I wasn't surprised. I mean, Cincinnati, you know, I mean, who? They've never done well at all, you know. They always lose.
Not really.
No.
They're decent, or they used to be decent.
They used to be.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So 43-13.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
44-13.
Wow.
And it was great. I mean, we just had one play after another. I mean, Flacco was like completely right on. He was throwing literally some of the best throws that I've seen in a long time. They did well when they had their practice seasons this summer. I mean, clearly they're together. And I saw him speak at the end, and he's like, there's still some things we need to figure out. Obviously, every team does. It's game one. But, I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Like, it was – I couldn't believe it.
You were pleased. That's what matters,
I was very
right?
pleased. It was good. Right. And then the day before, I was even more happy because the Steelers lost to the Broncos 31-19.
Really?
Yeah, and I watched that game, too, and I was very happy. And I went to this bar in Newport to watch it, and we walk in, and – come to find out, it's a Steelers bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, are you shitting me?
I'm in the wrong place.
So, right. And so I had said, well, I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be a fight later on because I'm going for the Broncos, but I'm going to scream Ravens here and there and just letting you know. So, sure enough, like, we have fun. We're sitting down. And they have these drinks that are like, they're like thermoses you can buy for $8 and you can refill it for $7.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps the environment because you're refilling.
Refilling,
them.
Right.
And it's literally all liquor and like a little bit of soda. So I had a few of those, a couple margaritas beforehand. I don't know. Earlier in the day, I was watching earlier football. And yeah, because, you know, football started at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, but so, do you know what you're watching when you're that drunk? I mean, yeah.
Well, because earlier in the day, I had a Bloody Mary, which is where it started. I should not have had vodka. Because vodka does this no matter what time of day. It's in my system and it's
really?
Like, it's like, venomous. So anyway, we're there, we're drinking, we're having fun, and then, you know, we're talking shit, but it's hilarious. And then I'm pretty drunk by this point. And this guy comes up, and he starts talking shit, and I was like, you know what? I don't really care, because I'm so drained from the whole day of talking shit that I'm over it. And he's like, you just don't have anything to say. And I'm like, stupid fucking Schittsburg fan. I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. They just want to start a fight.
Really?
And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to watch the game. Leave me alone. And he's like, you got nothing to say. He's like, I bet you don't even know what players are on your team. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know who plays on my team. Totally, because I'm a dumb girl, right? Yeah, okay. So I turn around. The motherfucker grabs me, spins me around, grabs my arm. You will answer this question.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, no, I will not. And you just fucking grab me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? So then I went ballistic. You know, and then that set me off. I just went freaking psycho.
Wow,
at that point.
I would too.
I mean,
what
like
the
what?
Fuck?
So I turn around. I'm like, you're gonna touch me and grab me like that? Who the hell do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
So I turn around and I tell the manager. I tell the bartender and the manager. I'm like, this guy just grabbed me. Like he spun me around. Like what? This is retarded. I'm like, do you beat your women too? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm going to answer you? No, I'm not going to answer you. I don't have to answer to you at all. Now I'm not going to say shit because you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, that's the attitude that leads to rape and shit.
Yeah.
You know, when guys are like that.
Yep. Meanwhile, like, you know, my guy is sitting over there. He's not sure what's going on. He's just kind of staying out of it, and I'm glad he is because it's not good. But he thinks I'm crazy because he sees me going nuts and like, that guy touched me, blah, blah, and he knows I'm like kind of drunk. But I'm like, I'm so mad at this point that some guy touched me and spun me around. And the thing is I was actually trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to ignore the guy, but he wouldn't let me ignore him. And that is just, this is beyond ridiculous. And here I am thinking I'm the good person, and then I am so mad at this point that I will do anything to get this guy out of the bar, because I'm like, no, like,
yeah.
He needs to leave. This is bullshit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, because no one saw
it. It's an assault, yeah.
Right. So then the guy actually is like, cool, says goodbye.
Nobody saw it?
The manager, and a couple people around me, but nothing,
yeah.
Like, the girl next to me, but she's drunk. I mean, so, like, he leaves voluntarily, and I'm like, wow, that just happened.
Did they talk to him?
No, he actually voluntarily was like, I'm out, because I turned the whole bar, was like, dude,
right.
You know? So he got out and he left, and then whatever, long story short, then we're sitting there and this other, I don't know what was going on. This guy comes up and he's like asking me, was it love at first sight when you guys met? Like all these weird questions to me and the guy and my guy, and we're like, this is awkward. I don't, like, you know, we've never answered any of these. It's just weird. And the guy goes, I'm going up to girls and guys who look like they're together because I'm dating a girl that has a boyfriend. And I'm trying to figure out why I do this and what makes her do this. And if once a cheater, always a cheater, right? And I'm like, well, why don't you ask him? He's dated married women before. So, you know, and that's a touchy subject. But
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Why is it? And this is a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that, you know, men date married women? It's a commitment issue they're scared of. Why is it this guy is dating a girl that has a boyfriend? You know?
Yeah.
And I said, why? And he goes, because I thought it was just love at first sight. I can't let go of it, you know, and she's with someone and she's not sure what she's doing. And he's like, but I'm thinking, is she cheating, and once a cheater, always a cheater, or is it just because of me?
Right.
And so that's an actually interesting topic.
Yeah.
You know, and then going from the married standpoint, I always say it's because you have commitment issues, you're scared of whatever. But then he wound up falling in love with this girl. So, and doesn't talk to her anymore. But anyway, so it's a really weird, touchy subject, but it's things that I also, questions I've never asked that this guy is asking.
Yeah.
That I just kind of let it be, and now they're coming up, and so he's like, dude, just go away. Like, stop answering. This is you're in a bar, and we're
yeah.
like, what? We don't even know you. And so it was stirring up things between us. So
yeah.
I sat there, I was mad, a little irritated. I let it go, but of course I'm letting it, you know,
yeah.
It's in my head.
And this sucks because, I mean, you drive all the way to Newport Beach to have fun, and then you get irritated.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Then it gets worse. So then uh-huh. It gets to meet these two girls, and they're really cool, and we start taking photos and stuff, and so he takes them on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. So then I'm looking back at the photos that are in his phone. And he grabs his phone. He's like, you don't need to be going through all of my photos. And I'm like, why is that? Why are you so paranoid? You're hiding something? He's like, no, I just have ex-girlfriends of them on there. And he's like, it's not like you need to be going through that or see that, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, why do you have ex-girlfriends on there? So then it got to like, that's weird. So show me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And I'm like, he's like, this isn't the time or place. And I'm like, this is true. But I was so hurt already by... A, like earlier in the night, the questions this guy was asking, and like, you know, how it was turning up, and it was just being irritated, and there were some things that came up that I'm like, that's really interesting, I didn't know that,
yeah.
Or some things that I found that were, I don't know. So then that, and then this, and I'm like, oh, are you stuck on the ex-girlfriends from a couple of years ago? Plus, I'm drunk, and I'm
yeah.
like so drunk that, you know, it was to the point where I was so hurt, I got up and left.
Yeah.
I left the bar. And I was left over. I storm out of the bar, and I'm walking along the beach, and I'm crying, and I'm upset, and I just think that, what am I doing? You know, I feel like here's time I've invested, and this person's living in the past, and not even, you know, and I don't
yeah.
really know what I'm thinking or what's going on, but I feel like it's, I don't know what's, it's not good enough or like
right.
whatever. So anyway, I'm like crying, walking along the beach, trying to decide what I'm gonna do. And I decide I'm going to go all the way back. I get back to his house, and I can't get in, so I find a way to get in because I want my stuff. I just want to leave. Yeah. My keys were inside the house, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to leave at that point. And I got inside the house, got my keys, got my stuff, and I drove. I forgot my tab at the bar, so I had to go back to the bar, get my ID and credit card, and then, I mean, I was so drunk, this is stupid, but then I found a place to park the car, and I slept in my car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I felt the time was right, I drove home, and which was way early in the morning, and I was really sick, and I had been crying all night anyway, and
wow.
I just felt like I had no one or nothing, and just stupidness, and yeah, and so it's such drama.
It is fucking drama, especially when you're drunk, too.
I know. And I just decided that I think drinking, obviously, causes a lot. Every fight we've gotten into is because someone's drinking.
Mm.
And, you know, but the thing is what it boils down to, it's insecurity.
Mm.
And I totally do not feel secure with anything. Clearly, because there's things that I want to talk about that he'll avoid and just runs from. And it stews and stews in my brain. And then girls create stories in the heads.
Right.
I create stories in my head. I'm thinking, well, you're not telling me this because there's something else or there's this or whatever, you know? Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I'm a person that needs to know everything, and then I feel better. It could be the worst thing in the world, but then I feel better.
Right.
Meanwhile, I felt he was more concerned with, how did you get in my house? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I didn't take anything but my stuff. I'm not like that anyway.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, okay, you don't even care. Like, again, you don't care. And then he called back and was like, wow, you even took your stuff under the sink? And then I said, oh, you actually care now. You actually cared to look under the sink to see if I took everything.
Right.
And yes, I did take my stuff under the sink because it's mine. So, and then I realized, oh, that slight moment you cared. And then slams, he said something else that like was back. And so anyway, it was bad and we didn't really talk much yesterday and decided that drinking's probably not the way to go.
Not a good idea if you want to develop a relationship.
Right,
yeah.
We're so good when we're not drinking.
Really?
And the thing is, I don't mean completely stop drinking. It could be one or two, but they don't need to get to that point,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And or if we do and we're stupid and silly, then we should be alone, like with each other, not in public with other people.
You should also wonder why you have the need to get that drunk.
I was drinking because it was the fucking football game.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, cheers, yeah, shot. Oh, my God, I forgot. We did some weird shots, too.
Really?
Yeah, see, that's – I just remembered that. And that's what did it. That is what totally did it.
Pushed you over the edge.
Yep, absolutely. Totally forgot about that. So,
A lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I think there's insecurity on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, I mean, these are things that you have to, you know, to sort of like overcome, you know, because otherwise you can't continue, you know.
It's
like it keeps you stuck like in the beginning or something. And
that's exactly what's going on. You know? And then I felt like, well, maybe I self-sabotaged it in my head. Cause sometimes I do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when things are good, sometimes I'll do it. Or if they're getting good. I don't know. And I don't think so. I think it was more of me feeling insecure about what the guy had stirred up earlier in the conversation, thinking about that. Already things are trying to get back to where they were from before anyway.
Right.
And then the whole phone thing. It's a trust thing for me. And you know what it is? It's because I've been burned so many times in the past.
Right.
So many times. And it sticks with me. And that sucks because when you date somebody, you're not just dating them. You're dating everyone they've dated.
Yeah.
Because you're dating what they did to them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And as screwed up as that is and sounds, and like I've let go of a lot of stuff that doesn't bother me, the only things that still bother me is I just don't trust that much because I've been burned bad.
You've been betrayed,
right.
And that's hard. It's very hard, you know. But at the same time, new people in your life shouldn't have to suffer because of
right.
it. And so that's why you've got to come to terms and maybe work it out yourself, you know.
I just think a lot of it is because of it's not right anyway.
Yeah.
And through the drinking enhanced it. So normally what I would have done has been like, all right. And either I would have sat there and not said anything, or I would have been like, okay, I think I'm going to close out now. I'm going to go to the house. I'll wait for you, or I'll take a walk on the beach.
Right.
I shouldn't have gone in the house. If I had just left it probably wouldn't have been as impactful mm-hmm. as the fact that I went in the house and I took all of my stuff.
Right, yeah.
It was like, here we just moved in to the house, you know, and I put my stuff there and I was going to be there part-time and it was fun, it was great. And then it was a big slap in the face for me to move my stuff out.
Wow.
So, yeah. I get that.
You were pissed.
I was upset. I was hurt and drunk. So,
well,
thank
you,
Schittsburg fans.
There's a couple lessons for you.
For ruining
there.
My night.
Oh, so you blame it on them now?
Well, yeah. That guy.
No, but that's not true. I mean, the thing is, in your life, it's not the things that happen. It's how you react to them. It's how you
this
respond.
This is true.
You know?
And I don't respond very well, clearly.
It's not.
You know, I'm like super sensitive. That's the part. That's, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got its good things, you know. It's good sides when you're sensitive and stuff. But sometimes it can really get in the way.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best with that. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just that sometimes, you know. I don't know. I'm just concerned because it's too early for these things to happen, you know.
It's been, I've known him since January.
Yeah.
It's 9 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that long.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. So we just weren't, like, as official till like, later, way later.
I see.
It was very slow.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now the thing is, my point is now this person who I care about is here in my life, down here, and I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So what are you going to do? You're going to work on that? Or
yeah,
what?
I'm going to work on it. I'm just not going to drink anymore. It's going to be our thing.
Yeah. Can you do it? Can you not drink while you watch a game?
I mean, I can have a drink, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I want to be healthy anyway, so it's really not a big deal.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's true. You have another reason to cut down.
Right.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway, that was football.
Yeah, that was football.
How was your weekend?
My weekend. How was my weekend? I don't even remember it. It was so long ago, it seems. My weekend, you know, nothing happened. So, not much to report there. You know, I didn't even go to the beach or anything. It was just hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, we went to visit some friends. We went to dinner and stuff, but that's not interesting.
That's good. Well, yeah. Oh, I forgot. I went to Rachel Riley's wedding.
Oh, she got married?
Yeah, she did.
The girl from Big Brother.
Yeah, she got married this weekend. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, and I can't talk much about it because it's being filmed.
Oh, really?
Or it was filmed, put it that way.
What's the name of the guy she married? What's his name again?
Brendan Vallejos.
Brendan, that's right. Yeah.
So
they met on the show.
Yep, they met on the show.
Wow.
I know.
It actually happened, you know? I mean,
it's interesting because they also went through a lot in the beginning. They met on the show. They had a lot of people fighting against them, fighting against her. He stood up for her.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of things that went on, a lot of drama.
Right.
And they were new to that world, and he stuck by her.
Yeah, that's true.
And
she won the game that season?
She won the game.
She won the game, and then she came back this season.
For All-Stars, yeah. And then they went on Amazing Race together this year.
Oh, really?
So that'll be airing. It might have aired already. I don't know if it aired or if it'll be airing the next season. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so they did that. And so everyone there was cool because it was a smaller, intimate wedding. It was like 150 people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly all reality people. It was everyone from Big Brother.
Yeah.
Amazing Race. People that, you know, I knew. And then her family and stuff. But it was good. It was very, very, very fun.
Really? Yeah, where did beautiful. They get married? Where was it?
They weren't actually allowed to know the location.
Oh, okay.
Because of the TV show.
Oh, okay.
So the TV show told us. And it was downtown LA. I can't say where. I don't think I'm allowed to say
Doesn't
anything
matter.
At all. But
yeah.
I know. I signed a paper, so I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll let everyone know when it airs, and we'll have to have her or them on. They'll have to both come in.
Yeah.
When it airs, which will probably be in a month, I assume.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, always sounds interesting.
Yeah, that was good. It was beautiful. And
yeah.
She looked amazing.
That's like, what, 2-3 years they've been together, right? Since that season.
I guess so, yeah.
Or was it probably 2 seasons ago, I think, right?
2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I guess they were meant to be, huh?
They are. I mean, they truly are amazing together.
Yeah.
I wish.
And
I could
at the beginning, she came across as a bimbo. I don't know if you watched the show, but everybody, it's just the way she laughed and stuff, you know, and the things she said. People were just like, you know, what's with her, you know?
But she's just but so
she's
funny.
Grown, yeah, she's yeah. grown on people.
Yeah.
To the point where they invited her back. You
right.
know? Yeah.
She is. She's just hilarious. I mean, yeah. she's we're alike in a lot of ways, but like we're both like, you know, klutzy and like don't realize what's going on around us and outgoing and talk to anyone and in those ways we're similar. But she's just great. She's got a great personality. She's
yeah.
an amazing person. And I'm sure people, and this is what I'm hearing, is that, you know, like how I go out and stuff, people must think, oh, well, I go out all the time. I must be a partier or a crazy bimbo or not a, you know what I mean? Not like that.
Yeah.
But I used to think like, or I would hear people say stuff and I'm like, just because I go out means I'm a partier. Given I partied a lot in my day, but just because I go to a sports bar now or a dive
right.
bar now means that? That's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I have my crazy moments, you know, drinking too much. But no, I mean, so I can relate because someone said recently to me, oh, well, you present yourself that way because every show you've ever been on, every movie you've ever been on, you're real. Everything exudes sex.
Mm.
Or and I said, so I'm like, because I've been on those shows, you're saying that I'm like that? Because that's not fair.
Right.
Because that's what I'm cast for. I was typecast.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, the same thing with, like, I don't know. I don't like when people just assume things
yeah.
unless you really get to know someone.
Well, you know yourself and you're confident in that, and that's what matters, you know? I mean, the hell with what people think.
But even with her is what I'm saying, too, is like people think they know someone on a show,
oh,
and really
I see,
you're
yeah.
you're just playing a game.
Right.
You're doing anything you can to win that game.
That's true.
You know, and it's not really you.
It's not
you.
The real you. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you're also told to act certain ways.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Really? So yeah, you're saying they sort of create the personalities on the show? Or
We are all chosen because we're crazy or right. in our own ways. We're outgoing. We'll do anything. But there are the times, yes, when you're chosen, they will say, all right, like for one of my shows that I did, if it gets boring, you need to stir it up.
Yeah.
And you need to figure that out. And that's why we're hiring you. Because
wow.
you're good at that. So I knew that I had to, they would just give me a look, like, because the producers are always there. And the producers would look at me, and I knew that I had to do something. Sometimes I was pulled to the side, and I was told, all right, this is the fucking boring. Go stir some shit up.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and I would just figure it out. Okay, that's fine.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's what makes good TV, and that's what, you know, producers are, that their job is to figure that out.
Right.
And I produce too as well, so I get the drama and what is needed now. So me working on the shows that I'm doing now, it makes complete sense.
Right.
You know, I expect that it's done this way, and I too will direct talent because it needs to be more, you know, amped up.
Right.
For camera.
Yeah. So I mean, does it bother you that you're associated with sexual roles and things like that?
You know, I think it used to.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, that's what my agency that I was with would only send me out for.
Mm.
And what? I'm gonna turn down a job? No.
No, of course not.
I mean,
you know, but
if it's disgusting, then yeah, I will. But if it's a good show, no. And some of those were commercials and you know, like for Extends, for example, everyone automatically assumed I was like some sex talk girl, you know,
right.
because of it. I don't know anything about it besides what I'm reading off the screen,
right.
you know, and I know like enough of what fans tell me now and whatnot, but it's not like I work directly for the company. I
right.
was hired paid actor to read a teleprompter. That's what I did.
Right.
You know, I read everything off a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Just because,
yeah, but the viewers don't want to know that. They want to
right.
know, yeah, this
they
is
think,
a one-on-one thing.
They think know. It's more intimate. And that's the thing, like, just, I don't know what it is with people out there. They actually think that that's you. I mean, even when I used to live with someone who worked on Dawson's Creek, and I remember one day, because my ex-boyfriend lived with them, too, so I moved in, and I remember waking up one day, and they wrote a note to the character, not to him as the actor, but to his character.
Really?
And yeah, it was like, dearest blah, 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 I
yeah.
don't like what you did to so-and-so on the show, therefore I pissed on your front porch. And I'm standing on the front porch.
Really?
And I'm like, fucking awesome. You know, really? This really just happened? Great. But it's like, I'm reading this and I'm like, what demented fuck would actually write this?
Yeah.
You wrote there because you're mad at the characters, and I don't understand. This is the character. Right. This is their job to play this character. It's not really them.
Yeah. But people don't think about that because they go to the movies. They want to be entertained. Maybe they don't care what's happening behind the scenes. But you do have to be pretty stupid to
go to someone's house, to track them down.
Yeah. To confuse an actor with a character. You
right.
know? I mean, that's.
But that happens all the time. Like, it happens to me. It happens to me a lot with that kind of stuff. And that's not fair. And that's why when I stopped doing extends, I try to get away from a lot of. But see, the thing is, I'm already known as that girl, so that's what I was booking.
Right.
Was those kind of things. So it took a long time, and it's finally happening where, you know, I got Affliction. I did Affliction modeling. Now I'm with Harley. So it's changing.
Right.
You know, so, like, it's slowly changing. But it took a long time. I mean, as far as, like, roles and stuff, yeah, okay, I know I'm not going to be, you know, the mom role, because I don't look like the mom role.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's about your look. It's about your attitude and things like
right.
that, you know, and people must feel that you exude sexuality and sensuousness, and, you know, that's how you present
right.
yourself. I mean, you know, you're not walking around, you know, with like looking like a schoolgirl or like I meant like a teacher or like a secretary
right.
or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you come across as a sexy girl, and that's what people are gonna cast you in. I
mm-hmm.
mean, yeah.
I mean,
so you might as well take advantage of it, you know.
And I did.
Fight it.
I rode that wave for a bit, but
right.
you know, I want to get into more serious. I mean, I'm a comedic actor. I prefer right. comedy. It's my
yeah.
forte anyway. I like being funny. So yeah, I mean, we'll see where everything goes now. I switched managers, and we'll
yeah.
see what happens.
That's cool. Are people recognizing you from the Harley Davidson yet?
I've gotten a lot of responses, actually, from it, which
really?
Is pretty funny. Yeah,
wow.
yeah. So that's kind of cool. yeah. I've been getting emails and Facebooks and LinkedIn from all over the country.
Really?
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow. How do people find you? They just look you up?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It doesn't say my name in the Harley store, so you'd
right.
have to already know, like, or know who I am or something, and,
yeah.
and then be like, oh, that's Bergetta, I think.
Or maybe research
so,
it. Huh? Don't you think in the catalog they must have your name
I don't know.
Or something?
Maybe.
Like
I'm
model?
Not sure. I haven't gotten the catalog yet. I need to go and pick one up. But
yeah
I think I want to, like, start signing doing autograph signings at some of the stores because it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, it'll promote Harley.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? We could do an event there. Let's sit at the table. The catalogs are free. Who cares? And
yeah.
I just sit there and sign.
Exactly.
It'd be fun. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Meet new people. I don't know. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Why not? yeah.
You probably know every person you have on Facebook is a friend.
a lot of them. Yeah.
yeah.
And some are fans. So,
yeah.
But I still talk to. If you write me and you know, message me, I will write back.
Yeah.
It may take me a little while because I have so many that I sift through and I try and find, like, my friends or work first, and then I'll go back and I'll answer all the other ones.
Yeah.
But I do. I always.
I bet
do
you
write
get
back.
Like a lot of personal messages and stuff, right?
Yeah.
On Facebook and
yeah.
stuff. Wow.
And, like, the thing, even with, like.
I only get spam.
But I mean, if you think of the other people, like, you know, that are, like, Rachel and those people, I'm sure she gets tons more, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fun. It's fun. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to be on tailgating with Kato Kaelin tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Afternoon. Yes. So, everyone, it'll be on my Facebook. I think it's 12:30 to 2, I think, or 2:30. I forget what channel. It's on my Facebook page. You guys can check out facebook.com/Bergetta. And it says right there all the times. It's on Dish, DirecTV, Time Warner, and AT&T UVerse. Different channels for each network, obviously. But you guys, it's all listed on my Facebook page. You guys can check it out.
Yeah,
but
when did
tomorrow,
you do that?
No, I'm filming.
It's going to be live?
It's
oh,
live.
Oh, it's live.
Yeah. So people can call in.
Kato Kaelin.
I know.
Oh, man. What a name from the past.
But it's funny because it's tailgating. So it's about
yeah.
sports.
Right.
Which is perfect for me because, you know, I love my sports and whatever. And I'm promoting the Harley thing, so it'll be fun.
Yeah. I remember back right after the OJ trial, they gave him a show on a radio show here locally.
Yeah.
It didn't last more than 2 weeks. But it's amazing he's still a celebrity. I mean, you
yeah.
know, God, who even remembers?
yeah. But now he's got this show, which is, it's pretty cool, I've heard. So.
So it's his show?
His show, Tailgating
really?
With Kato Kaelin. Yeah, so I'll be on tomorrow live. People can call in with questions or tweet. They take questions tweeting.
So what's the show called?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. So
tailgating
people need to find that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tailgating with Kato Kaelin.
Right.
Yep.
And tailgating is going and partying, football games and things
right,
like that, right?
Exactly.
Following your team around mm-hmm. the country and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah. I had never heard of it before until somebody actually did a show with us on tailgating, and that was pretty interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I found out about it.
Oh, tailgating is so
yeah, I mean,
fun.
I've watched football all these years. I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I bet that would be a lot of fun, huh?
It is fun. It's really fun. Play flip cup and beer pong. I play liquor pong, but yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah.
Get all amped up beforehand. I mean, it's cool because I'm going to go do it when the Ravens come play the Chargers, which is Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
I have a bunch of friends that are all going and coming out here, so we do it all the time. And a lot of my friends are Chargers fans, and that's fine, but I have a lot of Ravens coming in, and
yeah.
We'll just play beforehand, and then we're off to the game.
There you go.
One of us is crying at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Won't be us this time, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But, yeah, so... That's that.
That's that. Did you hear that, you know who GoDaddy is, right? The
right.
company that they deal with hosting and domain names and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently they were hacked yesterday. And this is like, by their admission or their
what?
Claim, the largest, largest hosting provider.
Wow.
Of websites.
This is
so,
scary.
Yeah, so they were hacked and virtually millions of websites were down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. I mean, you know, I don't know if you call it luck or whatever, but we just left them 2 days before.
Well, great, because I'm with them. So
yeah.
What happens now that they were hacked? Do they know?
Yeah, well, your website was probably down at the time, but they're back up, they're saying. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should look on right now.
Yeah, you should check your website to see if it's working. But, yeah, I know a lot of people have their websites with them, and they were down. So, but
well, this will really
not ours.
Someone said that the other day. They were like, oh, maybe it was just their browser because I went to it. And I was like, no, it's fine.
Mm. Yeah, it's working now.
I'm fine.
Yeah. No, they said it, most of the sites are back
yeah.
up. So that's cool, you know. And yeah, it's a group called Anonymous. And they've been hacking a lot of websites lately.
Doing what?
You know, just... attacking websites for different reasons.
It's a group called Anonymous? Or
yeah,
it's
they're called. The group is called Anonymous.
Oh, really?
And it's got members around the world and stuff, you know. And
wow.
Yeah. It's like a collective, a hacking collective.
But what's the point of getting into GoDaddy?
Yeah, that's the question. Well, some people are saying it's because of GoDaddy's political views because...
Oh, right.
Yeah, because of the mm-hmm. copyright... I don't know what they call this act. That they want to limit what people can do and copyright
right.
and download and things like that. So that's probably it, you know. I mean, I don't know what else it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see it in this story here, but I read yesterday that it was probably because of that. It's called COPA, I think. Yeah, something like that. But
weird.
At any rate, so, yeah, so they were down, and that's embarrassing as hell, and I just can't imagine how much it cost all these companies that were down.
Jesus, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
You know yeah.
Because I mean? Most sites, you know, you make money on the website, and if it's down, you know, you get hit hard by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so they've been hacked. Couple of things. Oh, are you going to get the iPhone 5?
No.
Is it time for you to get an iPhone finally?
No, I'm not getting an iPhone.
Why?
Because I'm happy with what I have. I
yeah.
mean, it does...
You're probably the only one that doesn't have an iPhone.
It's just because I don't want to be stuck with certain networks either. I mean, given T-Mobile service has been driving me crazy recently, yes, they absolutely have.
Right.
But, I mean...
But you're okay with the Android?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Apple's going to announce next week, I think, that they're going to, you know, there's still speculation because Apple never comes right out and says what they're going to introduce and everything. But, you know, I mean, people have been talking about the iPhone 5 for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see it. Supposedly the screen's going to be larger and I don't know if the phone's going to be thinner or not, but... I guess we'll find out soon enough, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
And I understand that, actually it's not next week. It's tomorrow, Wednesday. They're going to announce it. And yeah, I don't know if it makes sense to upgrade every time there's a new phone, though. You know, it's a lot of money. Although, you know, you can sell yours, buy a new one, and
But I'm wondering, so what are the new things that are coming out with it?
That's what I don't know yet, because, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's only rumors, because Apple is always very secretive about these things. So nobody really knows. There's no pictures of it. And, you know, they keep a pretty good secret over there. So we'll find out tomorrow, I'm sure.
I'm really pissed off. Sorry, this is totally random.
Why is that?
I'm looking at my fantasy league, and I totally won, and it's saying I lost. So
really?
I don't understand what's happening.
Are there websites where you can do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me right now. It makes no sense at all. Oh, never mind. I see why. Damn, his kicker got 18 points. Okay. And the rest of his team sucked. So that blows. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was totally random. But this just
totally
in.
Random.
And I'm upset because I had a really good game this week and I got screwed because of his kicker.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Damn Nate Kading.
Yeah, the things people worry about.
I know. Oh, well.
Yeah. So there's an article here on the rich people, and they're saying that the wealthy are 280 times richer than you are.
What?
And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're saying that the average...
That makes sense.
Yeah. The top 1%. And the median household is about $57,000 a year. Okay?
Okay.
And for wealthy people, it's about $16 million.
Wow.
So the difference between $57,000 and $16 million. And my question is, why the fuck don't I know how... Haven't I figured out how to make this kind of money?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't been devoting it enough time. But you need to figure out how the hell do people have that kind of money. And you know, in this town, you see all these houses on the hills.
They're all in entertainment.
Yeah, I guess, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities out there that people get rich. It's not just entertainment, you know, obviously technology and investments and banking and and housing and all that. But at the same time, I mean, it's just so much money, you know, that it's hard to fathom. You see all these houses on the hills here, the way people live, and you just go, my God, you know, it's like, where did this money come from? And it's not just a little bit more money, you know, it's a lot.
Right. No, it is, and I agree. I think a lot of it is definitely, you know, entertainment. And, and because it's not just entertainment people. I'm saying, like, it's producers, it's directors, but it's also the lawyers.
Right.
You know, or insurance people.
But that's
people.
This town, you know. But, I mean, in other states and stuff, it's probably different. There's not a lot of entertainment.
Big business.
There, yeah. But... You know,
I mean, I will say that my parents are one of them.
Yeah.
And I mean, my dad owns his own business, so.
Yeah. I know. But, it would be cool to be rich one day, but I think I'm running out of time here. So I'm just going to.
That was actually really funny.
To deal with what I have here.
Speaking of which, I somehow have to come up with money to pay tickets today. So,
wow. Is it that $800 you told me
about?
Wow.
Yeah, I can pay part of it today and the other part because I have to take traffic school. It's just, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It blows.
You get yourself into situations. You got to be careful.
I know.
You know?
I know.
You can't blame anybody for the tickets, you know?
Yep. I know.
So, I guess all the music reality shows now have new judges and shit.
So I've heard,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so, but now they're saying that American Idol is considering Enrique Iglesias as a you know, is he still relevant? I don't know.
Just going to say that.
Yeah.
You know, they're considering him because he's asking to do it, probably.
You think so?
I mean, he needs the money. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. They're saying he's been offered the spot, so I don't know, but... Yeah,
they're offering a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
He'd be good. I think he'd be good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he's gorgeous.
But, I mean, yeah, if you're trying to get star power, though, I can think of many other places other than, you know... Because they got Mariah Carey, and now they're offering him. But I guess they're saying also they're going after Adam Lambert, who I guess was a winner, right?
Right.
He was a winner on American Idol.
Was he a winner or did he come in second?
Or maybe second.
He came in
second. It's funny how many times the ones that came in second are the ones that made it better.
Yeah, I know.
The winners, you know.
Yeah.
You remember them more than you remember the winners.
Yep.
So... so I don't know about the show. Then X Factor, I guess Britney Spears, they got her there.
I saw that, and I'm actually excited because I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, she looks amazing. Yeah, I know. You wonder if she's still a train wreck or what, you know?
I don't think so. I think she's getting herself together.
You think she's gotten her shit together?
Yeah, I think so.
It seems like it. Otherwise, we'd be hearing about it all over the tabloids.
Yeah. Wait, so I heard... what's her name's getting married? I heard that this morning. I'm not sure. The girl, Blake Lively.
Oh, she's getting married?
Yeah, but who is she dating?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait,
there goes my hopes.
You thought you had, you're like, I thought I had a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Now she's off the mark.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So, or actually, they did get married over the weekend. I'm sorry. Mm. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds wed in a secret ceremony over the weekend in a move that surprised... even celeb stalkers, they tied the knot in a secret ceremony over the weekend.
Wow. So you must be disappointed that Ryan Reynolds is off the market.
He is so gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, my God. But, I mean, I'm shocked that how long have they been together? I mean, that's just what's crazy.
I don't know.
But
she's definitely hot, man.
Yeah. Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine and a good friend of Lively provided the soundtrack for the wedding. The newlyweds have largely been tight-lipped to reporters about their relationship. Oh, they've been together for 2 years. Oh, wait. This is the first marriage for Lively. She's 25, and Ryan Reynolds is 35. He was married to Scarlett for 2 years. They divorced in 2010. So it's only been less than 2 years since they've been together.
What the hell is she doing getting married at 25? What's the problem?
I don't know.
What's the rush?
They were together June 15, 2011, so it's been... Even though the chemistry between the two is probably... Okay, so I guess they've been together for about a year and a half.
Yeah. I guess that helps me understand why people are willing to give up so much and put up with so much in order to make it in Hollywood, you know? Because once you do, man, you get anybody you want.
Right, exactly. And then I have... what else is on here? I mean, this is true, but it just makes me sick. Anyway. and then apparently... Nicki Minaj seems to endorse Mitt Romney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, guest rapping on Lil Wayne mixtape. I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bitch is fucked up the economy. Minaj rapped. Minaj fans, she knows she's all about her characters. They took the line with a grain of salt, but others were convinced of Minaj's right leanings. Count President Obama in the former category. Yeah, I'm not sure that's exactly what happened, says Obama. She likes to play different characters. So he's thinking that... You know, so Minaj tweeted her response, ha, thank you for understanding my creative humor and sarcasm, Mr. President. The smart ones always do.
So he actually acknowledged what she said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she wrote back to him. So I don't really know.
Yeah.
We're not, no one's really sure, but who cares? But she did put in her rap song about it.
Wow. And the president actually answered that. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Power 95.3 had him on the air and asked him about it.
Really?
I guess, yeah. It's kind of funny.
What the hell is he doing on the radio anyway, man?
Who the hell knows? He's trying to get whatever he can for the votes, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we're out of things to say and out of time. Actually, we're not out of things to say. We could sit here for a few more hours.
Yeah, I have
and talk.
More, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll continue tomorrow. I think tomorrow we have a guest, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and then Thursday we're going to have a very hot new porn star in the studio, so you guys won't want to miss that. Her name is Teal Conrad. I never heard of her, but then again, I never heard of any of them, but you know, what do I know?
As soon as you said her name, I'm already thinking, what's teal about her?
Yeah.
Is this after she's been rammed so hard that she turns teal?
I think she's new. I think she still looks innocent.
I'm kidding. But I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You ram her so hard, she turns blue. Teal, that is. All right, I'm going to be here.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a have a good day. You know, even though it's 9/11 and it's a very sad day for many people. And we will see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.